You're listening to the Ask Ava podcast, where we give real answers to real questions from teens and young adults about relationships, consent, dating violence, and more. I'm Jessica Scoltetti. I'm an outreach and community engagement manager at Safe and Sound Somerset. We're an organization in Somerset County, New Jersey, that has free services for children, teens, and adults who have experienced or witnessed dating, domestic, or sexual violence. So today we have a very special guest and a very special topic. Our guest is our volunteer who goes to the University of Maryland. This is Ella. Hi, Ella. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking today about a topic again about pressure. This is a question that we've gotten from a group. And the question is, Dear Ava, what if I feel pressured to lose my virginity? So before we start talking about the question, which is a great one, I want to mention that we're talking about people who can legally agree and consent to sexual activity. So that's going to change depending on the state that you're in or the country that you're in. So in New Jersey, the age of consent is 16 for peers. And then if you're between 13 to 15, there is a law that allows someone to consent to sexual activity with someone who is less than 4 years older than them. I just want to mention that before we get started is that we're talking about people who can give consent for sexual activity. So Ella, the pressure to lose virginity, I'd love to pass it to you first and see what advice you would give this person.
Yeah, I think this is definitely a very common pressure, especially growing up. You always hear talk about it, you know, even in the media, I'm sure there's examples of people, you know, hyping up losing your virginity, and the importance surrounding that. And I think that there's a lot of emphasis on the experience and what's going to come out of it and how you will change as a person after it. And I think although it's a very important part of your life, I think it shouldn't necessarily change who you are as a person. It doesn't change your values or morals. And ultimately, it shouldn't change how other people perceive you. You're more than whether you are more of a person than whether you're a virgin or not. There's a lot more to, you know, a person's character, which is first and foremost more important. And I think that if you feel the pressure to lose your virginity by a certain time due to, you know, the need to have experience or the fear that other people will judge you for having experience or not having experience, at the end of the day, when you lose your virginity is something that should ultimately be your decision and when you feel ready. And although there can be a lot of chat around when it should happen or how it should happen, ultimately, it is your own decision. You have, you know, the right to choose when that happens for you and shouldn't let the pressures of what other people expect influence how you decide to go about something important like that.
You just made me think of, in terms of media, like even the movie that's a bit old now, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, which I believe is rated R, so FYI. But just that idea of it being a joke, right? Like, you know that's going to be a funny movie, and I'm using quotation marks here, right? That's an idea of like that pressure, like, oh, that person has not had sex yet, haha, right? It's everywhere. And we've done an episode before on like being in a relationship and the pressure to have sex in a relationship. So there's like a lot of angles to this question that I'm seeing. But I agree. I think there's the peer pressure out there that I hear from teens in classrooms and youth groups that I, you know, work with, who maybe decided they had to have sex by a certain age. This is a situation that I remember from a teen and really regretted it just because they weren't ready. They weren't emotionally ready for it. And they recognized that afterwards. And I'm not saying everyone will feel that, but that particular, not just that person, but, you know, it's really important to be aware of what you're ready for and what you want and need versus like what your friends want or what, society expects you to do. Or even like maybe you can speak to this, Ella, like even going into college, what are some of the expectations that you've seen, whether they're said or not about losing virginity?
Yeah, I think there definitely is an expectation that's seen where people put pressure on themselves in a way to lose their virginity or have certain experiences before college or like within the first year, couple years of college, because they have, almost a fear that other people are going to judge them or recognize that they may not have the same experiences as many of their peers. Maybe they'll be viewed differently by other people because, like you said, there's always pressures to hit certain milestones by certain ages. Like it relates to our other episode, be in a relationship by a certain time or have kids by a certain time. And I think that, like I said earlier, that's not always the case for someone to be having those experiences before college or even in college, or it's really a personal decision. To every person. And I think although people may have fear that not having these experiences or having these experiences will change how other people view them, at the end of the day, it shouldn't be something that is defining who you are as a person.
I hear you. I think that's great advice. I think that's something that I would definitely also echo is it's up to you. It's up to the age of consent. It's up to you being ready. If you're in a relationship and your partner wants to have sex and you don't, whatever that looks like for your relationship, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And your partner should understand that. Even if you're not in a relationship, right? You get to decide what works for you and you have to set those boundaries. And that might take time. You might need to think about what you want. Everyone has to think about what they want because then you get into a situation, and I'm not blaming anyone for this, but you could be in a situation where, maybe sex is on the table, right? And people are of age and but you haven't really thought about what you want. And that can be really hard and cause like anxiety and stress. So, I always recommend that people think about what they want and if they're ready to do certain things. And if not, that's okay. Your partner, your relationship partner, your sexual partner, whoever it is, should understand that and support you. And you get to change your mind too, which is really important and part of legal consent.
Yeah, for sure. I think another thing that I know we talked about before is like when we talk about expectations versus reality of things, I think a lot of people look at their peers, look at society, and think, oh, well, everyone's been losing their virginity or everyone's had these experiences that I haven't had, which can contribute to the pressure that a lot of people feel. But in reality, sometimes it's important to step back and really realize, are people actually all losing their virginities? Like, is everyone really doing that? I think it's really hard to group everyone into doing something by a certain age because most likely different people are going to do things at different points in their lives. And I think although someone may feel as if, oh, all my friends are doing X, Y, and Z, and I haven't, it can be really hard to feel that. But I think stepping back from it most of the time, not everyone is experiencing those things that you may think they are, and you shouldn't put pressure on yourself to achieve them just because you feel as if everyone else is.
Yes, I 100% agree. I hear that a lot, which is like in any kind of relationship example from youth, I hear things like, everybody does it. What's the big deal? Everybody does it, so I need to do it. And like you said, is everyone really doing it? And even if they are or they're not, does that make them better than you? No. Does that make them different? Maybe. That doesn't make them better than anyone. Like, the losing the virginity thing is also about shame. It's about purity. There's a lot of things that we could go into with this topic, but I did want to also just validate a couple of real concerns that I've heard from young people, which is there's a pressure for boys and male identified folks to prove their manliness by having sex, right? For some, a lot of female identified folks and girls, there's a pressure to not have sex because it makes them seem open and easy and all that stuff, right? Those are real valid concerns that people have. And it's going to take time to break those societal expectations down. And the only way we can do that is by talking about it and by asserting our own boundaries and knowing that people might think one thing, but the only thing that matters is what you think and how safe you are.
Yes, for sure. I feel like you summed that up very well. And I think that the gender roles that are associated with losing your virginity are very prominent and may influence someone's, decision to when they choose to do that. But, we can't change them in a day, unfortunately. And I think, like you said, it's important to really step back and think about what you want as an individual and whenever you're ready.
Absolutely. And if you experience this where you were pressured, or even yourself, if you pressured yourself into having sex and you weren't ready, right? Or somebody else pressured or forced you, we can support you at Safe and Sound Somerset. We have a 24/7 helpline that is call or text. It is 866-685-1122. And we have trained advocates who can talk with you about your specific situation and maybe just make you feel a little less alone and supported. And we also have services for folks who have experienced sexual assault, sexual violence, including counseling for free. So those are some things that you could access if you call or text our helpline. But I did just want to let people know that there is support and you don't have to go through that alone if you're really upset about something that happened in the past and you're struggling, you're experiencing the after effects of trauma, whatever that might be, there is support for you.
Yes, of course. That was a
Yeah.
good way to sum it all up. And like you said, there's always resources for these kinds of things. If you even just need someone to talk about how you're feeling or the pressures that you're feeling, even if, you're just experiencing certain emotions.
Yes, and you reminded me to say at the end here that nobody should be pressuring or forcing you into anything you don't want to do, because that is a form of sexual violence. That is sexual assault. Pressure is not okay. Saying yes because someone made you say yes or because you felt like you had to is not full free consent. That is sexual violence. So you have to be able to say that on your own and actually want to do those things. So, on that note, I wanted to thank you again, Ella, for coming today to talk about. We could probably talk about this topic for hours, but thanks for being here.
Thank you.
To speak with an expert about relationship or sexual violence, call or text the Safe and Sound Somerset 24/7 confidential helpline at 866-685-1122. For supportive listening, information, and safety planning. In the United States, you can also call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233 or the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 800-656-4673. Want to ask Ava a question? Submit it at www.safe-sound.org/ask-Ava. Thank you for listening today. Join us next time here on Ask Ava.